It's episode 155, and we've got plugins for logging in with Ajax, floating publish buttons, post series tools, story engines, image size scaling, and the first official plugin from Google. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John O'Roll, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone today.
And we've got a full slate for you today. So let's get right into the intro stuff and then get into the fun stuff. So right off the top, don't forget, you can stop in at iTunes, give us a review there. We'd greatly appreciate that. And also, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsaz.com. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We would greatly appreciate it.
That's right. Anybody who can give us a review or give us that little thumbs up, we do solely appreciate that. And it does help us out with the rankings. It helps new people discover the show. So if you enjoy the show, we don't really ask for your money, but we do ask for just 2 minutes of your time. If you could give us a review or give us a favorable little thumbs up on Stitcher, that would really help us out.
Yeah, but if you do have extra money, feel free to send it our way.
wouldn't turn that down. No way.
And a little self-promotion for us. Of course, we are WordPress professionals, and we make our living with WordPress. So if you are in need of WordPress emergency support or in need of someone to help guide you in setting up or finding that perfect functionality for your website, feel free to give me a call at 818-850-7729 or visit my website at wppro.ca/emergency.
And I've got a new project that I'm working on, but it requires someone to be adept at the Premium Press theme, which you can find at premiumpress.com. If you've got some experience using the Premium Press theme for a couple years, including the new responsive version, please contact me. Just go to my website, marcuscouch.com, and use the contact form. I've got a project that is a very, very interesting partnership that you might want to get involved in. So if you've got experience with Premium Press, let me know.
All right, and I do have a minor rant today, and this is due to the extremely busy week I've had this past week, where it seems I've had a rash of people suddenly coming in that needed help in recovering their domain names or their websites from developers that were holding them hostage. So if you ever, when you're building your website or if it's built and your developer still holds the keys to your web domain, don't let them do that. Get it back quick. Never let somebody else hold those keys, because after all, your online identity is the same as your offline identity. If you don't have control of it, it could be a problem. So make sure you know where all those keys are stashed and get hold of them.
Yeah, and that not only includes just your WordPress site, but also things like your Google Analytics account.
Oh, yeah.
Things like your Google Places account, especially analytics, because that's a data set that continues from, you know, day one to day whatever. And then if you let a developer control your analytics, then the problem becomes you lose all that old data when you have to sign up for a brand new analytics account, which kind of stinks. You need to get that trending. You need to know which ones are your busiest months, when the biggest keywords are searched on your site and things like that. So that's amongst those things. Well, John, I've got a couple bits of news, a lot actually. The first one is that WordPress 3.9 release schedule has been announced.
Oh, and boy.
The date for WordPress 3.9 release has been set for April 15th, which coincides with Tax Day in the U.S. American developers may want to do their taxes early, because the 3.9 release schedule will be keeping everyone busy. Tentative dates for the 4.0 and 4.1 releases are mid-August and early December.
Oh, shit, they're trying to get out three this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, another piece of news, AppPressor. Have you seen this one yet, John?
No, I haven't.
Well, it is groundbreaking. It is going to be a paradigm shift in the world of apps. It is a new WordPress-based platform that allows for the creation of apps within the WordPress framework. Now, it's a pretty dramatic game changer all around, and I suspect that there will be a ton of new people that get into WordPress just because it can now make apps. The cost, though, is the one thing that has prevented me from reviewing this personally because it costs $500. So one of these days I will have the cash to go ahead and get this and start making my own apps, but it's kind of a low barrier to entry as opposed to having to learn Objective-C and make your own apps. But everybody that thus far that's used this loves it, so check it out. And then finally, we've got one piece of news, which is Matt Mullenweg has taken on a new role. He's now the CEO of Automattic. What do you think of that, John?
Nice. I always thought he was the CEO.
But no. After celebrating his 30th birthday last weekend, Matt announced that he was accepting a new role as the CEO of Automattic. Now, Tony Schneider was the Automattic CEO 8 years ago and in January 2006, and has helped to expand Automattic's reach to what he said is close to 1 billion people each month. But he's not saying goodbye. He's swapping roles with Matt, and Matt's now going to be the new CEO.
I guess they figure he's finally old enough to handle the keys to the car.
Yeah, just a brief excerpt. Matt said, today we're announcing publicly that Tony and I are switching jobs. He's going to focus on some of Automattic's new products. I'm going to take the role of CEO. Internally, this isn't a big change, as our roles have always been quite fluid. So, sounds like just maybe a shift in responsibilities a little bit as far as Matt and Tony, but nice to see that they're still taking active roles within Automattic.
Nice. All right, well, I guess that's pretty much all we've got for random bits and pieces, so shall we get into the meat and tips?
All right.
Off we go. All right, so the first plugin I've got today is just a pretty simple one. I was looking for a very simple way to add a login to a website for a widgetized area. And this is simply straightforward, a way to add a login with Ajax to your website so that people always have a little login box, and when they click it, it just Ajax settings, and then pops them right into the same page. A little straightforward, it's called Login with Ajax. You just set it up, actually not even set up, you just install it, activate it, and drag the widget over to where you want it to be. If you need customizations on it, you go in and customize some CSS code and you're good to go. All in all, great, simple, straightforward plugin that worked well. So I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Nice. Real nice. Okay, well, let's talk, John, about something new. Google Publisher plugin.
I read about that.
This is the first official Google-created WordPress plugin. Now, let's talk about a few things of it. What does it do? Well, it's mainly meant to add AdSense to your site. So it gives you about 5 or 6 different zones in which you can click to put AdSense right there. It also lets you verify your Webmaster Tools site with just one click. Now, it gives you some statistics as far as Webmaster Tools go, but frankly, I was expecting a lot more out of Google than this. There are some tools that are already developed by regular Joes like you and I that look a lot better than this and act a lot better than this.
More significantly better than this. I read about it, I saw it briefly, and I went, yeah, okay. Yeah. I was hoping it was going to do something cool like connect properly to Google Plus.
I wish it would connect to everything. Yeah. Why not one plugin that connects my WordPress site to every feature, including my publisher, including YouTube, including all that? Why not put every account in there and just let me checkbox what I want and what I don't want?
Well, you think Google would be capable of doing that?
Well, you would, except they're kind of, they got their head up their own Google butt, and they think that it's cool. and it's not. So I rated this one a 3 out of 5, and that's generous.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, it's more along the lines of a 2.5 out of 5, I would say. So good first attempt, but realistically, I wouldn't install this one. It's just not something that it's not ready for prime time yet. And that, wow, surprise, Google's putting something out that's not ready for prime time.
They've never done that.
So it's all right. I appreciate the fact that they're entering into the WordPress realm, but not with this one. So stuck with a 3 out of 5.
Hopefully they'll do better down the line.
Hope so.
All right. Well, the next one I've got is so simple, it turned out to be fantastic. I don't know about you, but every time I create a post, I've got lots of little boxes I have to fill out all the way down the page. And it's not uncommon to get to the bottom of the page, you fill out all the boxes and go, yeah, okay, that looks good. And so you got to go all the way back to the top of the page to either set it as a draft to test it or publish it. This plugin solves that problem. It's called the Floating Publish Button. And what it does is it pops out that publish box up at the top of your page and floats it down the page for you as you scroll down to do your posting. So when you get to the bottom, you have that box sitting there waiting for you. Nice and simple and straightforward and worked very, very well. And this is one of those plugins that just ticks right to the top because of its simplicity and working. So I gave this one 5 Dragon rating. Oh, there we go. It's nice. I liked it because I don't like having to scroll way back to the top of the page.
Yeah. Now, does it do the save and all that stuff too? So I can work on crafts?
It pops out the whole box up there at the top so you can draft it, save it, edit. It's that whole little, that
publish block.
The whole publish block up at the top pops out that whole publish block and drags that publish block all the way down.
Awesome. Well, I got a plugin here that's pretty awesome too, which is WP Tiny PNG. Now, we all know that the PNG file is probably one of the best to use in the WordPress installation regarding how nice it looks, the fact that you can do a transparent background, works with any kind of site as far as your logo and things like that. But often the problem, even when you're using it in a slider or things like that, the problem often is that these images in larger sizes, especially full width images, can be at least 100K in file size. So it's really tough to be able to be forced to go offline and have to edit these all the time just to try and make it work. And there are some programs like Photoshop and Fireworks and things that oftentimes will try and make it like a 32-bit image that's, insane as far as the way that it exports. So this plugin, WP Tiny PNG, is actually something that compresses your images neatly within WordPress. Now, I tried it on a bunch of different images that had 100K or higher, and it converted them down to about 20K as far as the size. Nice. And I didn't notice any quality loss whatsoever. So it was just a nice little codec that I guess that they have within this plugin that compresses it. So it does work on an API called Tiny PNG, so I'm sure that this is just kind of a back-end service. I've used this on one site in particular that a couple days ago I let it run, and then I just did a quick speed test of it, and it seemed to be a little faster. I didn't necessarily do a benchmark for it, but it seemed to load faster to me. So with that being said, I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Well, that's nice. So it just goes in and recompresses all the images that are already uploaded? Does it do anything with any that are coming up or just ones?
On the fly. It's just on the fly. Okay. Bang. Changes it on the fly. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, anytime you can get savings in image sizes, it's going to give you some speed back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So the last one I've got here, and this one come about due to I've got a client who's looking at putting out a series of posts related to some travel stuff she does, and it's called WP Post Series. And what it does is it allows you to create a category or a series. It creates a new item in your post menu called Post Series, and you go in and add series titles. And when you're adding your post, or even if you got older posts in there, you can go assign them to a post series. And what it will do is in the front of the site, it puts a little block just above the content. It says there are additional articles in this post series and the description of the post series you gave it. They hit more and it lists all the other articles related to that post series. So this way, in case, like, if you're writing an article that could end up very, very long and you wanted to chunk it out into pieces so that people can digest it easier, this is a nice way to do it. And it worked very smoothly. It seemed to have very few problems. I didn't like the CSS of it, so that's just a little bit of tweaking and fine-tuning. But other than that, it worked great. So WP Post Series, I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
Very nice. Well, I want to end on a high note here, and this is something that, for me, is going to completely change the way that my personal site is going to run, and possibly even some of my corporate sites as well. This plugin is called Aesop Story Engine, and it's basically named after Aesop, you know, Aesop's Fables. Mm-hmm. Aesop is the master storyteller whose fables were woven into our cultural consciousness, so to speak. And this engine provides a powerful suite of multimedia storytelling tools that will kind of give you the same vibe. Now, it's meant to be a plugin that's a foundation for building feature-rich, interactive, long-form stories for WordPress. Now, how does it do it? Well, for one, the one thing that it does that's pretty unbelievable is the fact that it has so many different kinds of options as far as what you can do. So imagine, let's just say you've seen those kinds of blogs or maybe something like the New York Times or the Washington Post or something like that, where as you're kind of going through the site or scrolling down on a particular article, maybe there'll be a block in the middle that has a video, and then you go down a little bit more and the background changes to something else before the content slides over it, or it has a timeline or some kind of parallax image slider or anything like that. Maybe you want to put a document right in the middle of your content. This isn't just something in the content area. This kind of reconfigures how the content is displayed. You're going to have to take a look at the demo of this to fully grasp exactly what it can do. But it can do things like, if you're going to have a character in the story or introduce a new character, if you're writing, say, a fictional story, you can display a character avatar as you would an author in WordPress, and tell a little bit about the character, the bio, to help remind them of maybe what that character is about. So for a storytelling plugin, this is amazing. Now, what they're not going to tell you that this is an unbelievable business presentation. Unbelievable. Anything you ever wanted to do as far as present a deck, or perhaps give statistics, or put iframes of maybe some stats as far as traffic or things like that, this thing can do it. So even though it's meant to be more of a kind of literary display, I use this thing and will use this thing as something that I'm going to use to pitch new business out there. So it's an amazing, amazing plugin, Aesop Storytelling. I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice.
And one thing also that I want to note on this is they are currently raising another $20,000 to continue the development of this plugin. So I think that's a great kind of model. Rather than going with a premium version, they're just going to do like a Kickstarter campaign so that everybody can kind of donate, and maybe they can just kind of do this in the wild without having to go through all those other channels. The one thing I will tell you, this thing is not in the WordPress repository right now. It's actually on GitHub. So we put a link to it in the show notes if you want to check it out. And it's called Aesop Story Engine.
It'd be very interesting. I'm just sort of scanning through the capabilities.
Nice. I would say of all the plugins that are on my radar right now, AppPressor, definitely one. Aesop Story Engine is definitely another one. There may be only two or three other ones, but you know, today I've talked about probably two that are the most glowing on my plugin radar.
Nice. Okay, well, that covers it. I myself covered in this one, login with Ajax, a simple login plugin with a rating of 4. I also covered, I covered a floating publish button, which is a great way to be able to bring your publish button down. I gave that a rating of 5. And then I gave a rating of 4 to WP Post Series, which allows you to serialize all of your posts.
And I rated the beta version of Google Publisher a 3 out of 5. WP Tiny PNG, very nice compression tool, gave that one a 4 out of 5. And we just talked about Aesop Story Engine, which I rated a perfect 5 out of 5.
And I'll probably be bringing in some older plugins for re-review in the coming episode, because I've been contracted to do some stuff, doing some plugins that I haven't used in quite some time. So they've probably changed since the last time I've worked with them. So I'll be re-reviewing as I go through installed projects.
That's the beauty of plugins. One revision can completely change the rating.
Oh, it can change the rating, but it can also change the functionality. I've seen plugins dramatically change from one revision to the next. So it's always nice to know what they've been doing. So I'll be bringing those in as we come in for the next ones.
All right. All right, John. Well, let's take care of a little business and wrap her up here.
All right. So we've got a little commercial for you. If you're looking for great hosting that is fast, secure, and very good for your website, check out Green Geeks Hosting. They provide top quality hosting, and you can save yourself $30 off their hosting packages by using the coupon code plugins. And go check them out at wppro.ca/greengeeks.
Nice. I've got a code. This is the last time you'll hear this one on the show. You'll hear it. You'll actually, it's 123 Inkjets, and it's coupon code PLUGIN123. It gives you 10% off all the replacement inkjet cartridges they carry, plus free shipping on all orders over $50. Why buy ink at the local office supply store for $15 a pop? Buy them in bulk. Use this coupon and get them as low as $4 a piece. And John, I did want to mention also that we are creating a deals tab within our site at wppluginsa-to-z.com. And all of the things that you see there are going to be things that will, you know, help out the WordPress. We're going to have some nice hosting plugin, not plugin, but hosting coupons and discounts, some things for printer ink. I've actually got some GoDaddy codes specific to our show that will be coming out soon. So very nice stuff over there. So just check it out at wppluginsa-to-z.com and click on the deals tab.
And a couple more reminders for you. Don't forget, if you're not getting enough plugin news here, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you've got a few minutes, stop in at iTunes, give us a review, or on Blueberry if you get your info that way, via way, or if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner, and if you can figure out where to leave a review there, please do.
All right. And where can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or for emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency, or send me an email, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, which I'm trying to find a better theme for. Give me some suggestions if you guys got any out there. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. You can read me on WPTavern.com or just look under other WordPress news in your dashboard. And I am slowly but surely getting the app and all of the rest of the station off. From under the tarp as far as construction goes over at WordPress Radio, which you can find at WPR.FM. A couple more things to finish up as far as the staging site that I've got for it, but very soon you will be able to kind of listen to any of 20 different WordPress podcasts on demand right from your phone. So really, really looking forward to that as well. So check it out at WPR.FM.
Very nice. That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.